We are up to the fifth parak, Mishnah Gimel, Perkei Avos, Asar Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, Olav Hashalom. That Avraham Avinu was given numerous trials and tests throughout his life, the Omad Bekulam, and he was able to withstand them all, he was able to be successful and pass every one of them. And there are numerous opinions exactly what were the ten. It's not so clear. Just very briefly, according to the opinion of the Rambam, he says the ten tests are as follows. The first was when he was asked to leave his land where he was born. The second was when he went to, thereafter, to Canaan, and he discovered that there was a famine, although he was expecting to be going into a beautiful place. He saw that there was no food. He had to go to Egypt. There afterwards, the third test, which Saru was taken by Paro. Then the test of the war of the four kings against the five kings and having to get Lot back from being in captivity. The fifth test was when he had to take Hagar as a wife because Sarah was unable to have any children. The sixth was having a bris mila at an old age. The seventh test of Avram Avinu was again when Sarah was taken, this time by Abimelech. The eighth test is when he had to send Hagar away. The ninth, when Ishmael was expelled from his home. And the last is Akedas Yitzchak. Makes sense, after all, it's the seemingly the most difficult of tests. Now, some people say that instead of the first one, as we said, that when he was cast into the fiery furnace in the Or Kasdim by Nimrod, that that should be included. The reason why the Rambam doesn't include that as a test, it seems like a pretty big test. Nonetheless, since it's not Mefurish B'Torah, it doesn't actually have any psukim which mentioned in the Torah, the Rambam shows only tests which are explicitly written. Also, it's worthwhile pointing out, according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which we've discussed previously, the 10th Nisayon, the last test, is not a Kedas Yitzchak, but rather the next parasha, Chayisara, of the burial and the purchase of the burial plot from Ephron. Of course, the question is, why is that more difficult than the Kedas Yitzchak potentially sacrificing one's own child? It's worthwhile discussing. Anyway, let's conclude this Mishnah. Heva Omad Bekulam. He was able to pass all of them. And Rashi says, that doesn't mean just that he did them, but Rashi says, Shlohoi Maharher Acher Midosav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't even question God. He did exactly as he was told without any questions. And that's Lehodia Kama Chiboso Shal Avraham Avinu Olav Hashalom. How much Hashem loves Avraham, the fact that he was able to do exactly his bidding, exactly as he was told. And for that, the Tosfos Yom Tov tells us that is the reason why he's not just called Avraham, but he's called Avraham Avinu, he's our father. Because of all the things that he did, we in turn are Zocha, that we merit tremendous amount of goodness because of the ways that he was able to pass all these tests.